I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The prime ministers of Italy and Canada signed security deals with Ukraine on Saturday as Western leaders rallied round a war-weary Kyiv on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion. Reuters correspondent Oliva Chan with more.
Today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Saturday that Europe would back Ukraine. Von der Leyen and the prime ministers of Italy, Canada and Belgium arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. They joined Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Hostomel airfield. It was the site of a ferocious battle at the start of the invasion. As Russia tried to fly in paratroopers to seize the capital Kyiv, Zelensky embraced the Western leaders and delivered a televised speech. He said the word independent will always stand next to the word Ukraine in future history.
Spokeswoman for Alexei Navalny announced Saturday that the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother. Details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a message posted to her social media accounts, Kira Yarmish thanked all those who had joined them in calling for the release of Navalny's body. Yarmish said she did not know if the authorities would allow a funeral to be held, quote, the way the family wants or the way Alexei deserves. On February 16th, Russian prison authorities announced Navalny had died suddenly of unexplained causes in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving terms totaling more than 30 years. Navalny had been Russian President Vladimir Putin's most formidable domestic opponent. Navalny's mother, Lyudmila Navalnaya, had remained in Soligard, where the prison was located, for more than a week, seeking return of her son's body. It's not yet clear when or how a funeral will be held. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Heads of state across West Africa met Saturday to discuss the region's challenges and to call again on their three junta leaders to rescind their decision to quit their regional bloc. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, summit Saturday in Nigeria's capital is being tested as members' nations, Niger and Mali, each of whom underwent military coups last year, and Burkina Faso, which suffered a military takeover in 2022, are seeking to withdraw from the regional organization. There's also the political crisis and usually stable democracy of Senegal, where supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed the election scheduled for this month. In an opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bola Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head on.
Times like this, currently, we face in our sub-region demand that we take difficult but courageous decision that put the plight of our people at the center of our deliberations.
The Vatican announced Saturday Pope Francis canceled scheduled meetings because he is suffering from the flu. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia is reporting.
The Vatican press office adds that it was a precaution and that the Pope's weekly engagements are still to be confirmed. The 87-year-old pontiff has had several health problems in recent years. In late November, he was forced to cancel some of his activities because of breathing problems. Pope Francis has indicated several times that he would be ready to step down if his declining health becomes a barrier in leading the Catholic Church. But in a recent interview, he mentioned feeling healthy and denied any plans to resign soon. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The eldest son of Mexico's president and the governing party's presidential candidate say their telephone number has been published on social media and they receive threats and insults. The incident Saturday came a day after President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador disclosed the phone number of a reporter for the New York Times. The paper published a story about a U.S. probe into claims that Lopez Obrador took money from drug traffickers. President denies the allegations. His oldest son, Jose Ramon Lopez Beltran, wrote on X that the leak of his phone number is a kind of vengeance and it puts his family in danger. Hours later, the presidential candidate of Lopez Obrador's Morena party and its secretary general announced that their numbers have been published. I'm Tommy McNeil.